As we reported last week, the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development won, in quotes, this year's Pork Award from the Free Market Beacon Center of Tennessee for its industrial machinery tax credit, which the Beacon Center described as one of the most inefficient instances of corporate welfare in recent years, adding Tennessee taxpayers paid a whopping $67 million annually for a mere 55 jobs per year from 2011 to 2014, which adds up to $1.2 million per job. And then concluded, even if the program's main goal isn't to create jobs, it's not the government's role to help buy equipment for some private companies on the backs of Tennessee taxpayers. So let's bring in Randy Boyd, a gubernatorial candidate seeking the Republican nomination for governor, and who ran the Department of Economic Development for Governor Haslam for a couple of years. Randy, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What do you say to that criticism from the Beacon Center?
Well, I think there's several things, but one, I'd say that we always need to be looking at our tax incentives and making sure that we're making the best use of the taxpayers' money. In fact, you know, all the tax credits aren't something that the Department of Economic and Community Development created. It's something that the legislature created, and they've created them over the last 30 years. When I became commissioner in 2015, the first thing we did is review all the different tax credits that were available, and we managed to eliminate 10 of them. We looked through the ones that were either not being used or weren't getting return on investment, and we were able to eliminate 10 in the very first year. And then later that year, we hired an outside consulting firm that not just looked at the industrial machinery tax credit, but everything that the legislature had passed, and did an overall comprehensive review on which ones were effective and which ones aren't. And it's something I think you have to do every year to make sure that we're getting the best return on investment. On the industrial machinery tax credit, I think the way they've done their math is a little false, frankly. Basically, you're looking at trying to encourage companies to invest in new capital, something that is good for our economy, good to help and make us a more competitive state. But the number of jobs is a little bit more difficult to calculate than I think the way they calculate it. But having said all that, I think the industrial machinery tax credit would definitely be one that we would want to review every year, just like we do all the others. But the Department of ECD is the organization that is in charge of implementing the laws that the legislature passes. So it's, if you wanted to give a pork award, you would give it to the state of Tennessee's legislature for
the creation of the machinery tax credit. It might be possible, I suppose, that the machinery tax credit could be used, but it was used improperly with the choices that they made with it. I don't know specifically whether it's their use of the machinery tax credit or the machinery tax credit itself, but it does sound like it's the credit itself. What justifies government investment in private industry at all, period, regardless of whether it's successful or not?
So I think that's a great question. And I'd like to maybe just point out that one of the things that the Department of ECD, Economic and Community Development, was responsible for is something called the Fast Track Funds. And basically, our primary job is to help bring jobs to our state. I think the state's been pretty successful. During my 2 years as commissioner, we were actually able to recruit 50,000 new jobs and $11 billion in new capital to the state. So I think by bringing more jobs into the state, that's a great justification. But you want to make sure you're getting a good return on your investment. And a few things that people don't understand about the incentives that we provide. First off, they're incentives for people and places. By people, I mean the money goes to workforce training. We provide money so that companies can train employees to have the skills they need to do the jobs. And the great news is with that, those people stay in the state. Whether they lose that job, move on to another job, they keep those skills. Another thing that you invest in is infrastructure. So it's roads, it's the things that are going to be left in the ground in the state of Tennessee. So the money that we give, it's not a check to the company to spend on whatever they might want. It goes to people and infrastructure that's in the state of Tennessee.
There's no subsidy for the machinery that they buy or for the labor that they hire. There's no direct state subsidy for that.
Those would be so on the industrial tax credit, for example. That's on some of the tax credits. This is the fast track funds that the department has at discretion to be able to invest with the company in people and places. The other big thing I think to note is that we do some math mm-hmm. on the return on investment. We look at, so how much are we investing in people and places, and then how much taxes is that company going to generate and pay back to the state of Tennessee? And we can do the calculation. What is our return on investment? Just like any business would do with their investments. And in the last year, in 2016, our return on investment was 46%. So I'm not sure how you did with your 401k last year, but it's a heck of a lot better than I did with mine. But it's a good return on investment. We're investing in people.
I'm not sure how we calculate that return, because when we make this investment, when we give these incentives and we spend this taxpayer money, and you say that it's for do we own the infrastructure that we're investing in? Because if we don't, how do we get a return on that?
It depends on the infrastructure. Sometimes it's roads. Sometimes it could be something that within the building itself. So that could be mixed. But the return is based on how much tax. So if we spent whatever we put into the project, how much taxes the company is going to pay back to the state, and we can calculate what our return is. And again, the return was 46% last year. But
are we suggesting that they wouldn't make these investments if it were not for the help that they get from the state of Tennessee? That companies just wouldn't make these investments to expand and to build new plants elsewhere, et cetera, et cetera?
Not 100%, but mostly I would say that's true, because we've got a lot of other states that are very aggressive in trying to have companies expand in their states. The companies that are looking to find a new state to invest in and set up their facility, we're competing with all these other states.
Sure. I realize that everybody does it argument. Everybody does it, so we're not going to get the business if we don't compete. But if everybody were doing like they did in Russia and, you know, just giving bribes under the table, would we do that too? Because it feels kind of like the same thing. We're just in a bidding war trying to bribe a company to come here instead of someplace else. And whether it's done under the table or above the table, it doesn't sound like something that public money should be used for a lot of people.
Well, I think so. If we can create 50,000 jobs in our state, and the money that we invest goes into people for job training, and we get a 46% return on our money, and all that's totally transparent mm-hmm. and on our website so people can see, I think if it's totally transparent, we're getting a great return on investment, we're investing in the people of Tennessee and creating great jobs for people in Tennessee and their families, I think that's something that people in Tennessee would want us to do.
Okay. One more question quickly before I have to let you go. The Attorney General has given his opinion that only the state lawmakers can allow public institutions to give in-state tuition to illegal residents, the Dreamer children. I don't remember if you've articulated your position on giving in-state tuition to Dreamers, the illegal immigrant children.
Yes. So I haven't got a chance to review the Attorney General's total report, but I think he's right in that this is something that the legislature probably would have the right to make the decision on, and think that on the issue itself, I don't believe that the state should be providing additional benefits for people that are illegal in our state.
So you would not give in-state tuition. We're not going to give in-state tuition to people from Kentucky, and we're not going to give in-state tuition for people who are not supposed to be here at all, right?
I think that's true. I think, and this may be a longer conversation for another interview, but I think that there is also a concern that I have about us being able to attract more talent around the country, around the world, into our universities. Many of our universities are not at capacity, and you know, if you've got a hotel and you've got 30% empty rooms, you don't charge 300% more for those last few rooms. The variable cost is fairly small in filling those up. We've got a lot of our universities that would actually make a significant amount of money by just charging just the normal full tuition, and rather than charging a penalty of triple. So I think we need to look at our overall tuition policy, but that's a more broader conversation, has not really anything to do with.
Okay. And just very briefly, while we're on the subject, and it shouldn't take but a second, sanctuaries, have you thought about sanctuary cities and whether states ought to allow or discourage sanctuary cities?
Yeah, I've been very vocal on this for quite some time now. It's simply illegal. I mean, I don't think we have the opportunity to be, you know, a sanctuary house and not pay the federal income tax. We don't have the cities don't have the opportunity to be a sanctuary city and ignore federal law. So it's just simply illegal. As governor, we won't allow it.
Randy, thank you. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate the time, and we will talk again soon. Take care. Have a Merry Christmas
Thanks
and
so much,
a Happy
Ralph.
New Year. Take care.
Merry Christmas to you, too.